show us your tech.
Senior Vice President, Server and Tools Business, Bob Muglia.
It has been incredible, the things that we have seen our customers do, the accomplishments that they have made, and all the things that we have been able to do collectively to help unlock those accomplishments.
Thank you so much for inviting us over, and we thought we'd just kind of had a candid conversation about technology in general. But first of all, let's talk a little bit about your history in tech so the audience can get to know you a little bit.
Sure. I have been in technology now for almost 30 years and joined Microsoft 20 years ago. And just 20 years ago in January, I was the program manager of SQL Server. It was the second person on the project, the first technical person on the project. Always been in R&D in one sense or another, mostly on enterprise products. One thing I've never done at Microsoft is games, but now I'm back where I love it, which is focusing on IT and developers and building the servers and tools.
At the center, the heart of the company is developers and the developer space. Yeah.
So as a kid, were you into technology?
Yeah, I think I always was a geek, to be honest. My first dealing with computers was all on punch cards, of course, the classic dropping the punch card story in college.
How do you integrate technology into your home here?
We purchased this home about 6 years ago. We did a fairly extensive remodel on it. And I chose to use it as an opportunity to just really go as far out as I possibly could on trying to adopt and use our technology in it. And at the time, I was just coming back to run Windows Server and focusing on the server products. So I thought it'd be an incredible opportunity for me to really learn the experiences that IT administrators have. Smaller enterprises had a small number of administrators, and they tried to incorporate our full-size enterprise products. And I'd known it was pretty hard. So I decided to set myself up as a mid-market customer and build an infrastructure that could probably support 200 to 500 users,
yeah,
something like that.
Or your entire blog.
My daughter comments that she wants to live in a real home that doesn't need to be rebooted sometimes.
So I was thinking server room, maybe, you know, a few servers.
A closet someplace.
Yeah, exactly.
No, it's not.
But what are you running?
I wanted to understand what it means for customers to set everything up. So I run ISA and configured that. I run Exchange, SharePoint. I have a virtual machine manager and Hyper-V running.
It's great. If anything ever happens to the Microsoft building, we can come over to Bob's house and hopefully get some
work. Not quite. By going through and doing this work myself of setting things up, I learn a tremendous amount about opportunities for improvement.
So there's nothing like the hands-on experience,
no,
is what you're saying.
No, and that's really the big thing. I mean, it's dramatically overkill, and there's no justification for it, and in fact, it verges on complete insanity.
So you've been on the cusp, and you've been in the heart of this whole mecca in this industry. What to you is maybe the single greatest advancement in technology? Is it the home computer? Is it the internet?
It's really probably the combination of two things. I think it's what's happened with computing power because of Moore's Law. Helping people live their lives more effectively has been helped by this technology. And what's super rewarding right now is we're seeing that level of growth transform into developing nations as well. I've been to New Guinea a couple of times, and it's the most undeveloped part of the world. They have basically nothing compared to what they have nothing. I mean, and yet they're really, really fundamentally very, very happy. And it's interesting how we all have so much,
yeah,
and sometimes we're not that happy. So it's.
It, I mean, makes it, you wonder what the important, who's got it right.
Sometimes it does. On the other hand, you know that the world will progress.
Yeah.
And you know that ultimately the way people get to a point where they're able to really live a productive life in today's society is to have access to this technology. I think the combination of technology together with fundamental changes in healthcare really will change the way people live.
Yeah, I definitely agree. Well, we're going to go take a look at the server room, which I'm excited about. But my last question to you is, what is your favorite piece of technology?
My wife would answer this question immediately. It'd be my portable computer, my laptop. You know, she says, just, you know, trying to pry it out of my hand. Now they're connected between the combination of Wi-Fi everywhere and then these wide area networks that you can get at a semi-reasonable price. You can be fully connected pretty much all the time.
Well, we are going to go and check out his server room. And I promise you, you have not seen anything like it. Let's go. So, Bob, this is the server room that you were saying you're going to consolidate soon, right?
Yeah, well, you have in the process. Okay. At the most, I had 9 servers fully running here. But with Hyper-V and virtualization and virtual machine manager, I'm doing server consolidation right now.
All right.
I think I can get down to 4.
Well, what are we looking at exactly?
bit of insanity. I used to have two NAS boxes. I now have one that's a couple terabyte NAS box that we store mostly music and personal files on, a bit of video. We don't have enormous amount of video to store, so I don't need massive amounts of video storage, but I store my video on there as well. One of the things we did is we set up touch panels in different parts of the house to be able to control basically everything. And the way this works is this is actually a terminal server client that's in the wall, and it talks to the terminal server that's in the server room. All the music is ripped in Windows Media Lossless onto the NAS box, and then I use a PC that just runs Media Player, Windows Media Player. I control that with Remote Desktop from the terminal server, so I actually double hop the terminal server to control that, and then the PC just streams the music, and this is an example of a PC here that will stream the music into an audio distribution system.
And that's set up all over the house.
It was all through the house. I have an ISIS server, and we use that as our primary gateway. Up here is my primary virtualization server. I was running Exchange on this and SharePoint. I have now moved Exchange and SharePoint to Microsoft Online. I'm in the online beta of that. And it's amazing. One of the great things about that I have found, I mean, you talk about simplifying life for IT administrators, the amount of complexity that goes down in the environment is dramatically, dramatically reduced. I often use the joke of, you know, how much technology can it take to turn on a light bulb? Turns out quite a bit.
Well, this is amazing. I totally appreciate you, Bob, taking the time out and showing us a glimpse. Yeah, we'll see you guys next time on Channel 10.
Great. Take care. Thanks a lot. Take care.
And if you know of a really cool house that's got some decked out, awesome high-end technology, let us know and we'll come pay you a visit. It's Tina Wood for Channel 10 signing off. We'll see you next time.